Good to be with you, Annie and Toby. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. We've a bunch of us have been here in Mullumbimby, Newcastle, for a number of days now, sleeping rough or camping just by Horseshoe Beach, where, you know, the world's largest coal port is sort of located nearby and coal ships pass through. So we're here as part of Rising Tides, the people's blockade, and, you know, which is a, I think, a 10-day continuous action, really taking aim at the fossil fuel exports coming through here, in Newcastle in particular, but also making demands, you know, for things like a just transition and trying to sort of bring out some of the intersectionality of other social justice struggles, as well as struggles against genocides and so forth, that are all tied together, complicit and kind of imbricated with the fossil fuel trade.
Tell us how many people are there at the moment.
So at the moment, I would say, with the caveat that we are still expecting more people, it's hard to do a count, but there's definitely over 1,000, probably 2,000, 3,000 maybe.
And what's the vibe check? How are you feeling up there? How's the mood?
Well, it's very sunny. You know, those of us coming up from Melbourne, you know, perhaps don't get enough opportunities throughout the year to practice putting sunscreen on properly. So many of us have burnt. But it's quite good. You know, spirits are high. They're billing this as kind of a festive test or a protestable, or some portmanteau of the two words, protestable, now that I say it out loud. So spirits are high, you know, which is quite an optimistic and joyful, you know, action. And, you know, I think it's quite heartwarming to see so much enthusiasm as well as people sort of take action as opposed to just despondently sort of mull about climate catastrophe. And also, it's interesting to see people get so excited to participate in, I suppose, you know, grassroots democratic processes, or, you know, people power, you know, organising how to challenge things like, you know, how we energise our society and how we treat each other and so forth, and how we collaboratively make decisions from below.
Well, the Minns government in New South Wales has been trying strenuously to try and squash the protestable, but they've been completely unsuccessful. And how are people feeling about that?
Well, you know, people are understandably quite annoyed with the Minns government. You know, people are outraged, in fact. You know, it's quite interesting because people are also trying to make sense of the fact that, you know, the local council actually allowed this to go ahead, and trying to work out, kind of the role of the police in this as well, who have been quite hands-on here. But also some people noted that even the police here weren't necessarily trying to clamp down on this. So this is really, this attempt to repress the protests from going ahead at all,
it's causing confusion.
Because, you know, people are sort of, they're like, well, trying to make sense of this, you know, not everybody often gets to witness how various levels of government kind of intersect with each other. So they're witnessing that this is not quite a homogenous attempt at repression of the protest. And it's really not reflecting quite very well on the Minns government, who are, you know, probably have a bit of egg on their face at the moment over their failure to totally shut this down.
When outsourcing repression goes wrong, I guess.
yeah. Although that's not to say that the police are not enthusiastically...
They got their floaties on.
They're well prepared. They got their little boats on. They're getting paid to go out on their motorboats, and pulling people over, breathalyzing people, conducting, you know, really arbitrary drug checks, and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. And tell me, are there kids there? What's the demographic?
Oh, absolutely. The demographic, I mean, it's. I don't know if I've ever seen an action that is quite as broad and diverse in terms of demographics. You know, there a little baby just ran past me then. There are people. I met someone who was 90 yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, there are high school students, university students.
And that's what you were saying about the the interconnectedness of this whole thing. It spreads entire generations of people, but also it touches every aspect of society as we know it, like since Colombia stopped exporting coal to Israel, now we've de facto become a large component of supplying coal.
Absolutely, and that's actually one of the sort of observations that is really being sharpened this year, is that the coal that is passing through the port here is actually going to Israel and fueling their genocide, as well as obviously fueling ecocide around the world. So, absolutely. I think the demographics of the participants here does broadly affect just how climate catastrophe and ecological crisis reaches into every facet of everybody's life, and not just people, obviously all animals, plants, fungi, land, all everything on this planet is touched by, ecological crisis, and obviously the most immediate and acute manifestation of that is climate change being fueled by the burning of fossil fuels.
And those are the material conditions, like we're talking like in the midst of 16 days of action for gendered violence, and that too is affected by all this. It's capitalism pulls all these strings, so it's we can talk about burning fuels but like and all that, but it's for money and that's really what's going on.
Indeed. I think you can look at all of it, and gender violence and climate change are excellent examples that seem kind of disparate, but under the rule of global capital, these are very intimately related, as are all struggles, as all people on the planet are dominated by capital.
Yeah, it's called violence, capitalism. Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well, this is another point to bring out as well. Part of this action is kind of, you have to be a bit speculative and evoke the imagination. Well, what's the sort of society you try to birth, out of the shell of this old one? And certainly the act of burning coal is not equivalent to climate change. It's what happens when burning coal meets the logic of, an ever expansive irrational system such as capitalism, and this is how capitalism sort of fuels itself. It turns something like coal into the most dangerous object in the world, essentially, because of the way it's being utilized and the way that it exists under the material conditions that capitalism creates. So I think you also have some of those critiques of capital throughout the movement. However, I will admit that the politics the sort of the takes around political economy as such are not necessarily anti-capitalist, or at least not anti-capitalist in a very focused way.
Yeah,
but you certainly have those critiques.
That's why you guys are up there, the socialist front from down here.
Tell me, what's because we have to wrap up, it's fascinating to hear from you up there on the ground. Can you tell us what your day looks like? What are you going to be doing?
Oh, well, it's jam-packed. First thing I'm doing is actually getting some aloe vera gel on my very burnt. but we do have a spokes council sort of just getting underway where, various affinity groups will sort of meet to discuss, procedures, policies, actions, just day-to-day minutiae. Then there will be various music performances. There's a cabaret today. I think the theme of that is something to do with some kind of, insects. some insect romance or something. It sounds fascinating. Then at 11 a.m., we will be relaunching the flotilla, so everybody will get back out on the water, try and be as disruptive as possible. There'll be talks, there'll be sessions. I myself will be facilitating a discussion on ecocide in Palestine, sort of trying to tie things like imperialism into it, which is, again, another sort of intervention that we are personally making into this movement. Basically events go from about 8 o'clock until midnight here.
And I know, and I
packed schedule.
Yeah, you're pretty packed schedule. And I noticed that Instagram's been showing us some fabulous footage of the flotillas. I guess that's where people can keep getting updates.
Yeah, absolutely. The Instagram is probably one of the best ways to do it. There are also various sort of WhatsApp and Signal chats, but I would probably point to the Rising Tide Instagram as the best place to keep up with the ongoings of the campaign.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Jordan, and more strength to your arm.
Pleasure to be with you this morning.